Reinhardt.
Fanden einen Mann in Boston, der bezahlte gut und zwar aus Liebe. Und ich hatte meine Not mit Anna, denn auch sie liebte aber einen anderen und den bezahlte sie. Und auch Liebe. Ach, ich sagte ihr oft ohne Treue, bist du höchstens die Hälfte wert. Man bezahlt doch nicht immer aufs Neue, sondern nur für das, was man verehrt. Das kann höchstens eine machen, die auf niemand angewiesen ist. Eine andere hat nichts zu lachen, wenn sie einmal ihre Situation vergisst. Ich sagte ihr, setz dich nicht zwischen zwei Stühle. Und dann besuchte ich ihn und sagte ihm, solche Gefühle sind für meine Schwester Anna der Ruin. Das kann höchstens eine machen, die auf niemand angewiesen ist. Eine andere hat nichts zu lachen, wenn sie einmal ihre Situation vergisst. Leider traf ich Fernando noch öfter. Es war gar nichts zwischen uns lächerlich, aber Anna sah uns und leider stürzte sie sich gleich auf mich.
Der Herr erleuchte unsere Kinder, dass sie den Weg erkennen, der zum Wohlstand führt, dass sie nicht sündigen gegen die Gesetze, die da reich und glücklich machen.
Und sie zeigt ihren kleinen weißen Hintern mehr wert als eine kleine Fabrik. Zeigt ihn gratis den Gaffern und Straßenkindern der weltprofanen Blick. Das gibt immer solche Sachen, wenn man sich ein einziges Mal vergisst. Das kann höchstens mal eine machen, die auf keinen Menschen angewiesen ist.
Wer über sich selber den Sieg erringt, erringt auch den Lohn.
Ach, war das schwierig, alles einzurenken, Abschied zu nehmen von Fernando und sich bei Edward zu entschuldigen und die langen Nächte, wo ich meine Schwester weinen hörte und sagen: Es ist richtig so, Anna. aber so schwer.
Lotte Lenya, singing Unzucht, or Lust, from The Seven Deadly Sins of the Petit Bourgeoisie. And it was Lotte Lenya who had sung at the premiere performance 80 years ago tonight, on the 7th of June 1933, at the Théâtre des Champs-Élysées in Paris. Seven Deadly Sins was the last major collaboration between Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Weill, who had by then become refugees, but at least exile preserved them from the Nazis. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to Lake Junction, and to String Theory by Ghana's pioneering artist One Love the Kubelor, who makes you think that gypsy music and Ghanaian music have been twinned for millennia. But first of all, a tantalising snippet. Interlude 2 from DJ Sniff, turntablist extraordinaire who plays Evan Parker music by other means.
Thank you. chair. Wrap this theory round your neck if you dare.
The Dawn by Luzmila Carpio, whose work is inspired by and in turn inspires the Quechua Amerindian culture of Bolivia, from which she comes. The Lunar Saxophone Quartet, on the other hand, spring from the musical culture of Wales. And since today is Tom Jones' birthday, here they are performing Cañón Cymru, a piece they commissioned from one of the younger composers to emerge from Wales, 23-year-old Chris Petrie.
Thank you.
Luna Saxophone Quartet with Chris Petrie's haunting, pulsing, primal composition, Canyon Cymru. With Jill Garthwaite on soprano, Hannah Riches on alto, Lewis Evans on tenor, and Lauren Hamer, or possibly Lauren Harmer, on baritone sax. I don't suppose Glenn Miller would have cared for it, but he may well have liked this piece by American-Parisian songstress Madeleine Peyrou. It's called Homeless Happiness, and she celebrates a phase of life which rarely gets the benefit of such a good tune. It's all about splitting up and divorce. But it sounds like it wasn't an end, just a new beginning.
I remember what my daddy taught me about how warm whiskey is in a cold ditch. And one more thing about good and evil, you can't tell which is which. Well, if the rest is lost to history, or maybe wasted on a fool like me, I've got these bare bones. He left me something after all. Old with no tongue to talk. It seems the truth is hidden where the sun don't shine, and I'm never certain if it's theirs or mine. It's just the bare bones, they give you that much after all. Gospel down in Metairie, they preached it in school. It never made much sense to me. Wonder if it was supposed to. Itself, nothing but a gamble. It might or might not set you free. I guess my old man was hard to read, and I don't really know what I believe. But in these bare bones, there's something lovely after all.
Can you believe? Sad when you're sick at home alone. Won't nobody come around. Sad when you're sick at home alone. Oh Lord, no one won't come around. Just look like everybody telling everybody else. Poor boy is hanging down. Thousand years my people was asleep. when I was born to teach me this way. One thousand years my people's slave. When I was born they teach me this way. Tip your hat to the peoples. Be careful, son, about what you say. Didn't make no difference if it was raining. Do you know, man, you just had to go. Make no difference if it was raining. Oh, man, you just had to go. But I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. It ain't slavery time no more. Grandma told Grandpa one morning, I'm tired of living, I just sooner die. Why these people treat us this way? I just can't see the reason why. Grandpa told Grandma, don't worry, we'll be all right out a while. Grandpa told Grandma if he could call back just 20 years ago. If I only could call back, old lady, I'm talking about 20 years ago. Yes, I would get my shotgun and I wouldn't be a slave no more.
Slavery Time by Lightnin' Hopkins, recorded back in 1968 at Lightnin's apartment, 3124 Gray Street in Houston, Texas. Ahuli Records maestro Chris Strackitz was at the controls and Lightnin' was obviously feeling the force. You can find it on Ace Records' sublime compilation His Blues, the soundtrack to Alan Governor's definitive biography. I haven't read the book, but I'll bet that cooks too. And if it doesn't do it for you, try Deep Blues by Robert Palmer, the late critic, ethnomusicologist and clarinet player. Before that, Goran Kifes, a Swedish trumpet player who's worked with both Lester Bowie and Nena Cherry. That was Subtropic's Kankanibulila off his brand new solo double album XY, which went on sale as a CD and a download only yesterday. To be precise, that was a track from X. And tomorrow, I'll be playing a track from Y. And right now, this is Zoltán Kocsis playing four pieces from Bartók's Mikrokosmos. Decalogue minus 8 by World's End Girlfriend. He, for it is a he, comes from Nagasaki, Kyushu, but is currently a Tokyo resident. And all the tunes on this album, Seven Idiots, started out life as proper songs. But now he's trashed all the lyric tracks and left us with the essence, the epic electronic anthems that lay deep within. You're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3, and if you'd like a full listing of all the music I'm playing tonight, or if you'd like to listen again to this programme over the next 7 days, just hit the Radio 3 web pages. Here's a setting of an 11th century antiphon by Bo Hansson. He's a Swedish jazz folk guitarist and clearly now a dab hand with the odd choral work. Here is Salve Regina, performed by the Orpheus Vocal Ensemble, directed by Gary Graydon.
Salve Regina, Salve Regina, Salve Regina, Salve Regina.
My heart is like a hand-me-down. Made soft by older brothers. My body's like my father's house.
Another track from Madeleine Peru, Damn the Circumstances, sounding less like Billie Holiday on that track, but always offering a disturbing vista of freedom and challenging your assumptions. Here's a challenge to your melodic assumptions. Three pieces from a Russian anthology of folk music, The Spirit of Folk, featuring folk music ensembles from the Stavropol region. In this case, the Nekrasov Cossacks. Firstly, How the Ringing Bells Chime. A spiritual verse, and then an instrumental, Tune for Harmonicas, followed by a lyrical song, Little Pear.
Как звонили же они звоны, звонецкие, а трязвонили, трязвоны, трязвонецкие, как идет же вон хвёдерет. Воскрещали же вони своїми громкими
thank you.
Luna Verde by Outhouse, featuring Robin Fincaire on tenor sax and clarinet, Tom Challenger on tenor sax, Johnny Briley on bass, Dave Smith on drums, and special guest Icelandic guitarist Hilmar Jensen. I saw them live about 6 weeks ago, and it was certainly my jazz gig of the year so far, but remember, I don't get out that much. Here's a passacaglia from the 17th century, attributed to both Jean-Baptiste Lully and Jean-Henri d'Anglebert. Passacaglia d'Armide, played on the harp by Andrew Lawrence King.
Thank you. dead or alive, it's a hard road. Dead or alive, it's a hard road.
That's right, it is a hard road, Dead or Alive. Dead or Alive, Woody Guthrie, from a performance he gave in Newark, New Jersey in 1949. The recordings only emerged in 2001 when they were donated to the Woody Guthrie Archives. They've been recorded on wire, a recording medium which briefly flowered from 1946 to 1954 until the development of magnetic tape recorders swept it into the Stygian skip, where it will be joined over the decades by 8-track recorders, cassettes, and, of course, magnetic tape recorders. Anyway, the live wire, Woody Guthrie in Performance 1949, is available on CD now. Better catch it while you can. All things must pass. And that's something which the stunning Alexi Murdoch can't help but sing about. Live, he is a magnificently fragile minstrel. Even more powerful than this recording, believe it or not. Crinan Wood.
cold, you hid your hands inside your sleeve. And as we walked, I heard the laughter in the leaves. See the shadows lying now where once we stood. And I would lie down with them if I only could. The music came to me, it came across the sound. Now you laughed and shone and danced a circle round. As we walked away, I saw a shadow on the ground. There were stones inside my pockets that we found. Singing each note was the truth. All the wires and light, I have left them in my youth. And I have only just my memory for proof. See a face, a smiling flicker on the wall. And in the distance, mountains waiting for the fall. Thank you.
cha 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 rumba de quinto de mi amor cha 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 rumba de quinto de mi amor cha 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 rumba de quinto de mi amor cha 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 rumba de quinto de mi amor cha 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 rumba de quinto de mi amor cha cha cha
From Originalité, the album of their first recordings from the late 50s, Le Tout-Puissant Hockey Jazz, led by Franco, Kinshasa's Rumba King, playing a cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha de mi amor. Well, I know that we're now enjoying longer summer days and longer summer lake junctions, but somehow or other, we've already got very close to curfew. However, I'll be back tomorrow, and I won't be leaving the cupboard bare tonight. Here's Bassano's Festiva e Colli, featuring a cornet and a chamber organ, played by members of His Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets, followed by Du Er Kung from Natalie Stern, the Swedish singer-songwriter who's currently become a Geordie. Well, she's living in Newcastle. And just to blow out the candle, Pink by Talvin Singh and Niladri Kumar. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Music over this couple of hours from the 2010 Chopin and his Europe International Festival in Warsaw, the festival from Chopin's country of birth that puts Chopin in context, musically, geographically and chronologically. This celebrity concert from the festival brings pianists Maria-Jean Pirej and Marta Argerich in music by two of Chopin's influences, Mozart and Beethoven. And it sets off with Chopin's exact contemporary, Robert Schumann, his violin concerto, one of the last works Schumann completed before the onset of his final illness. The soloist is Thomas Zehetmeier, with the orchestra of the 18th century under their director Franz Brüchen.